Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. I really don't understand why the word Christmas is offensive to anyone. 85% of the people who live in this great nation claim to believe in God. Fortunately, we are a nation that allows us the freedom to choose God and to go to a church of our choosing, or to believe that God doesn't exist. The problem I have with this debate is that the 15% of our population that are atheists want to remove God from every aspect of our public domain. This mentality is just wrong. We are so sensitive to offending anyone that we go out of our way to make sure God isn't mentioned in anything. We've kicked God out of our courthouses. We've kicked God out of our city halls. And we've kicked God out of our schools. I often wonder what the motive is behind removing God from everything. It is weird to think that 15% of our population is dictating public policy. The recent tragedy in Connecticut sickens all of us. The moral decay of our society is evident by more and more of these shootings. The Bible teaches us to love thy neighbor. It teaches us that selfishness is wrong and that we should help others. The Bible is full of moral fiber. This moral fiber has been lacking in the education of our school children ever since the ACLU and their horde of lawyers have become more and more successful in kicking God out the door. We are appalled at these tragedies, and yet we think it is wrong to teach our children absolutes. We want little Johnny to embrace his feelings and let him be whatever he wants to be. Today, the moral teachings in the Bible are somehow viewed as intolerant and wrong. We allow video game manufacturers to produce the most hideous and violent games you can imagine. These games put weapons in the hands of the characters, and the child playing the game spends countless hours every day killing. Some of these games allow you to connect online, and your team kills the team of other kids online. They have games where the player steals a car and can run people down on the sidewalks. There are video games that improve your score by shooting police officers. The most violent things you can imagine are available on a video game today. Kids are left unattended for hours and hours every day with these violent games, and yet when a tragedy happens where some psychopath kills 20 innocent children, somehow it is the gun's fault. We have been an armed country since the first ship hit our shores. We have stricter and stricter gun laws every year. We have fewer Americans as a percentage who own guns today than at any time in our history. Instead of attacking the guns, we need to attack the moral decay that has spread like cancer through our society. This moral decay is the root cause of these vicious crimes. I don't think it is a coincidence that we have seen an increase in this violence as we've kicked God out of our schools. The Bible needs to be the number one textbook in our schools. If you don't believe in God, that is fine. That is between you and God. But the moral standards set forth in the Bible, like the Ten Commandments, are needed by everyone. If we let God back into the public sector, teach our children that there are lines you cannot cross, and there are feelings that are not okay to have, then we will be one step closer to preventing these tragedies from happening. So once again, I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, as in Jesus Christ, the same Christ whose birth we are celebrating. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.